Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different activities. It's January. It's going to be cold and windy, so let's bundle up. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. My name is Mrs. Oldham. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're gonna color first. Okay, I am looking at the picture at the top of our page, and I am looking for something that begins with ha, ha. Can you find something that begins with the letter sound of ha, ha? Did you say house? That is exactly what I was looking for. We are going to make that house blue. Not the roof, just the other part. Make it a blue house. Any kind of blue will work for me. Go around the windows and the door. We're just doing the bottom part, portion of the house. Go around the windows. So house begins with the letter H. House. I wonder if a mouse lives in that house. Do those rhyme? Yes, they do. Does mouse begin with the letter H? No. No, it doesn't. House. Can you think of another word that would begin with the sound of ha, ha? Hello. Yes, hello. How about hi? Hi. What about huff? I'll huff. Okay, put down your pen, your crayon in 3, 2, 1, let's find our brown crayon and color the roof brown. Make it a roof, a brown roof on top of the house. Hello, hi, house, all begin with H. Does roof begin with H? No, what sound does roof begin with? What letter sound? Yes, the letter R. Okay, you know what I think we need? Put down your crayons. 2, 1. We need a red door. Any kind of red will work for me. Let's color that door red. And then we'll head on up to this chimney. See the chimney? Don't color the smoke. Just color the chimney red. Color the chimney because it's made out of bricks. That's what it looks like. Okay, this is the listening part. You must listen and follow my directions. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down all your pens, your crayons. Why do I keep saying pencils? Put down your crayons. Let's find our yellow crayon and color the windows yellow like there's light inside. Does light begin with? Nope. What letter sound does light begin with? Oh, yes, the letter L. Okay, 3 more seconds for those windows. 3, 2, 1. All right, boys and girls, I see something else in our picture that begins with ha, ha, the letter H. Can you find it? Did you say hat? Look, the dog is wearing a hat and the boy is wearing a hat. Let's color the dog's hat green. Any kind of green will work for me. Color the dog's hat green. So hat begins with H, like house and hello and hi. I think those little green ear flaps are part of his hat too. So color those as well. All right, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's color the boy's hat red. Any kind of red will work for me. Color the little ball or the little pom-pom on the top of his hat red too. So hat. At. Hat. Can you sound out hat for me? Say at. Your turn. Good. Hat has three sounds. Okay, put down your red crayon. I see one more thing that begins with H, but I'm not sure if you're going to find it. It's in our picture, and I'll sound it out for you, and you tell me what it is. H-I-L. H-I-L. Hill. Look at the hill in the background. Let's take a blue crayon, any kind of blue, and just trace that hill in the background, the last hill, the top hill. Actually, you could do both, but just trace that black line with your blue crayon. You can do both hills if you want to, because there are two. There's one going behind the house and behind the tree and behind the kid, and then there's one above it. Do you see that? So go ahead and just trace those black lines on the hill with your blue crayon. Okay, let's move on from the letter H. What about, do you see anything in our picture that begins with S? Yes, me too. Lots and lots of what? Snow. Do you see the snowflakes? Let's color the snowflakes blue. I'm going to use my light blue. Let's color and count them. One. That one's a little one. Two. Three. Four. Five. You with me? Don't go too fast. Don't go too slow. Six. Six snowflakes falling in the sky. Okay, how many big snowflakes are there? Let's count them. One, two, three. And how many little ones? One, two, three. And we had six in all. So three and three make six in all. Do you see the snow plop over there on the path, next to the path by the mailbox? That's snow. Snow begins with S. Let's color that snow plop blue too. The same color as the snowflakes. Color nicely. Color nicely. Okay, put down your blue crayon. Do you see anything else in our picture that begins with S? Yep, sled. The dog is on a sled. Let's use our brown crayon and color the sled brown. We'll color the whole thing, even the ski part. That smooths it along the snow. Sled begins with S. We can sound out sled. S-O-E-D. S-O-E-D. Sled. It has four sounds. Four sounds in sled, but it begins with S. Okay, put down your brown crayon in three, two, one. Do you see anything else that begins with S? Yep, scarf. Scarf. Find, let's do green. Let's do a green crayon for the boy's scarf. I'm going to use my light green. Scarf begins with S, like snow and sled. Scarf. Scarf. Okay, and now let's do an orange crayon for the dog's scarf. The dog is wearing a scarf too. It's so cute. I have a dog named Murphy. Makes me want to put a scarf on her. She would love it. No, she wouldn't. I mean, she's already wearing her fur coat. You know what I mean? Not a real fur coat. Her fur. That's what I'm talking about. Did you get that? Okay, ready? There is one more thing in our picture that I see that begins with S. Do you see it? Smoke. Smoke. Do you see the smoke? Let's color that gray. If you don't have gray, I don't, use your pencil. Let's color that gray. The smoke coming out of the chimney. That begins with S, like sled and snow and scarf. Begins with an S. Color that smoke gray. I'm using my pencil. It makes such a nice gray color. If you've ever done any lessons and learns with me, then you know that's what I like to do. Okay, let's find something else. What about something in our picture that begins with W? W. Yep, that's what I saw too. The wagon. You know we got to color it red. Little red wagon. Let's not color the wheels on it though. red. We'll leave those alone. But let's color the bottom part of the wagon and the handle. Wagon begins with W. W. Wagon begins with W. Okay? And then let's do the wheels black. And if you don't have your black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. Does wheels begin with W? W. Yep, wheels on the wagon. Wheels and wagon begin with W. Do you see anything else in our picture? I see something we already colored that begins with W. W. Do you see it? Yep, windows begins with W. Windows, wagon, wheel. What about something that begins with mmm? Mmm. Yep, mailbox. Let's color the top part of the mailbox blue, the top part, not the flag that's sticking up to show there's mail in there. We'll leave that alone for right now, but we'll do the top part. And then, do you know what color the flag is on your mailbox? I know the flag color of the flag on my mailbox. Mine's red. Let's color the flag red on this one. And then, let's color the pole. I almost said stick. The pole of the mailbox. Let's make it brown, because it's probably made out of wood. Mailbox begins with mailbox. Do you see anything else in our picture that begins with Me too, mitten. The boy is wearing mittens. They're like gloves, except you can't stick all your fingers through. They're all together except for the thumb. Let's color his mittens red since it can match his hat. So the mittens are on the boy. He's got his hands are warm. He's got his hands are warm. What am I even saying, boys and girls? His hands are warm. He has mittens. Mittens. Mailbox. I see one more thing, and it's so teeny tiny. I wonder if you see it. Teeny weeny tiny. And it begins with mailbox, mittens. Mouse. Did you see it? Let's color it gray. I'm going to use my pencil again, which is good because it's a teeny tiny mouse. Mouse. It's going to get cold. It needs to get in the house or not. I don't want a mouse in my house. So maybe it just needs to go home, wherever that is. Okay, friends, put down all your crayons. Find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Ready? Do you see that first picture with a line next to it? Scarf. What letter sound does scarf begin with? Scarf. Yep, the letter S. Let's write it down. You can make a capital S or a lowercase s. You decide. Okay, scoot over. House. What letter sound does house? Yes, the letter H. Let's write the letter H. You can do uppercase or lowercase. Scoot over. Wagon. What letter sound does wagon begin with? W. Let's write W. And then scoot over. Mitten. Mitten. What letter sound? Yep. M. Mitten. Let's check. You should have S for scarf, H for house, W for wagon, and M for mitten. Okay, let's come down to our sentence. Do you see the snow next to our sentence? It's falling from the cloud. Oh, it's so pretty. I want to be there. Well, not under the snow because I'll be cold, but you know what I mean. And then do you see all the circles under the words? We're going to point to those circles. There's one circle under each word. So let's point to the circles and read these words. You point to the circles. I'll read the sentence. Move your finger when I move, when I say a new word. We can see the snow. It matches the pictures. Okay, point and read with me. We can see the snow. Can you find the word see? It begins with an S. Do you see the word? Is it S-E-E? Yes, let's fill in the circle under the word see. Sometimes I say fill in the bubble. It's the third one. One, two, three. Fill in that bubble. It's right under S-E-E. And then which word says snow? Snow. Mm-hmm, the last word. Fill in the circle under the last word. S-N-O-W. We can see the snow. So we filled in the bubble under C, and we filled into the bubble under snow. And now we have a problem with our sentence because I forgot to do something at the very beginning of the sentence. What did I do? What do I need to start my sentence with? Yes, a capital W. Will you make two little lines under your W for me? Two little lines under your W for me. And then make a giant W, as big as you can. Trace right on top of the one that's there. We're going to make that big. We'll make it tall for a capital. And then what do I need to put at the end of my sentence? Because I forgot it. We can see the snow. What goes right after that letter W on snow? Yes, a little period. Put a little period. So we should have a tall W at the beginning and a period at the end next to the letter W for snow. Good job. Okay, scoot down to the mittens. Ready? On one of the mittens, I want you to draw 5 polka dots with your pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And on the other mitten, I want you to draw 2 polka dots. 1, 2. 5 on the first mitten, 2 on the next mitten. Got it? Okay, scoot over. Do you see the 10 frame with all the counters inside of it? All right, ready? We're going to color inside each of the counters and count. Color and count. 1, color the counter. 2, we're just using our pencil. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, scoot over. There's a word I want you to trace. It says equals. Let's trace the word equals. E-Q-U-A-L-S. And then scoot down. Equals means the same. Equals means the same. Then trace the 5 plus 2. Trace the 2. We need to find the answer. Do you know the answer? We put it on our mittens, 5 and 2, and it's on our 10 frame, 5 on the top, 2 on the bottom, 5, 6, 7. Did you already say 7? Find your answer. Write your answer. 5 plus 2 equals 7. We did the whole activity, boys and girls. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we, yep, rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.